This is CBSI and the World. I'm John Batchelor with Emmanuel Antolenghi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, helping me to understand what cannot be solved, but certainly points to the possibility that a cargo plane on the ground in Buenos Aires not only speaks to the murder of a prosecutor from Paraguay in Colombia while he was on his honeymoon, not only speaks to the smuggling of significant figures in and out of capitals such as Mexico City or Caracas or Argentina, but also might speak to how it is that Iran can reach into Latin America and enforce its wishes and get away with it without any evidence. The murder of Nisman in 2015, in his apartment, by himself, never solved. And Emmanuel, I know we don't have answers for this, but if there was a murder, there had to be a way to get the murderer in and out of Buenos Aires. There had to be a way for all of these bad acts by the Hezbollah and the IRGC to conduct themselves without passing through authorities. Does this aircraft give us a view on the possibility of how Iran acts without footprints?
It's very possible indeed. The local authorities, even after 6 weeks since the plane arrived in Buenos Aires, still are not quite sure whether the passengers or the crew that was on board was the same that left Mexico City on that same day. They think that there may be one or two Iranians who have gone missing. And there are reports, yet unconfirmed, but intel reports suggesting that at least three members of the Venezuelan group in the crew were actually meant to stay on the ground after the plane left and initiate some cyber intelligence activities on behalf of their paymaster. So clearly, these flights rely on the weak immigration controls and porousness of borders, something that is endemic to the entire region. And just like that, we know that in the two terror attacks on the Israeli embassy in 92 and on the Amia in 94, the executors of the attacks and their logistical network of support locally relied on the tri-border area for ins and outs, where you are basically able to cross the border on foot or by car without really being ever checked. It's a significant problem that still exists. And of course, bad actors like Iran and Hezbollah have been exploiting that weakness to their advantage.
The vice president of Argentina is named Kirchner. She's the widow of a man who was once president, and she was once president. And during the investigation of Alberto Nisman's murder, never resolved, she had many strange things to say about possibility of suicide or other bad actors. Kirchner is in power today in Buenos Aires. How does this connect to the cargo plane, if it does? We have a few minutes.
Well, the Kirchneristas, led by Cristina, of course, have always sought to undermine U.S. influence in the region and link up to bad actors that are antagonistic to the U.S., including Iran and Venezuela. And so for these reasons, Cristina has always had an interest in seeing the AMIA investigation go away and somehow remove Iran as a chief culprit in the plot. That goes also for Nisman, who was about, when he was murdered, he was about to present a report to the Argentinian parliament where he essentially was going to accuse the Kirchner government. Cristina at the time was president, of colluding with the Iranians to cover up the case and miscarry justice in the process. So clearly, Cristina today, as the vice president, she cannot be president. She's still under many corruption investigations. Has an interest in undermining the current president, who's trying to be a little more balance between the needs of being friendly with the West and his inclinations to be friendly with bad actors. She wants to regain power. She wants to make all of the bad investigations against her and her interests go away. She wants to continue to run the country as her own personal asset and domain so that she can milk it to the last dollar available. And it is possible, and that's one of the theories, that the cyber intelligence operation, the Venezuelan crew, stands accused of being there to establish, was designed to run disinformation campaigns against Cristina's enemies, was designed to spy on opponents, something that local regimes have traditionally done over the years, even before the internet was a thing. So there again, these are all theories. There is a lot of speculation, but it is plausible that that plane connects to with the power struggle undergoing.
We have a final minute here. Your piece in the Dispatch asks the question, where is Washington? Is there an active investigation? Because these questions all pertain to the success of or not of our allies in Latin America. We have about less than a minute.
There have been a few, very few public statements, mostly by the U.S. Embassy in Argentina, indicating that the embassy and therefore State Department are watching this case closely. We do not know publicly whether the U.S. is involved in cooperating and assisting the investigation or running its own investigation, but I would be remiss to say that the U.S. is washing its hands of it. This is a very big escalation and challenge, and we could expect any number of scenarios where the U.S. is behind the scenes running an investigation and trying to exploit the situation to its own advantage.
Emanuele Al-Atalenghi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Lots of questions, very few answers, but the plane remains in Argentina. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.